Ever wondered why so many people seem terrible at their jobs? It's not your imagination. When Lawrence J. Peter published The Peter Principle in 1969, he captured a universal truth that resonated so deeply it became embedded in our cultural lexicon. Even Warren Buffett cites it as a key insight for evaluating management. The principle is devastatingly simple. In a hierarchy, every employee tends to rise to his level of incompetence. This explains the widespread inefficiency we encounter daily. We systematically promote people until they can no longer perform effectively. Through studying hundreds of cases across various fields, Peter discovered that promotions are typically based on performance in current roles, not aptitude for new positions. Once someone reaches a position exceeding their capabilities, they remain stuck there indefinitely, creating a workplace where, in time, every position tends to be filled by someone incompetent to perform its duties. The actual productive work gets accomplished only by those who haven't yet reached their level of incompetence. Consider J.S. Minion, a brilliant production foreman who excelled at managing shop floor operations but proved completely ineffective as superintendent handling budgets and strategic planning. Or E. Tinker, exceptional with mechanical skills yet incompetent as a foreman managing people instead of machines. This pattern repeats across all hierarchies, business, government, education, and religious institutions. In typical organizations, competent employees receive promotions until reaching positions where they can no longer succeed. Take a pill factory where Mr. Sphere, an excellent pill counter, gets promoted to quality control supervisor. If successful there, he advances to production manager and perhaps plant manager, where he might finally encounter his level of incompetence dealing with corporate politics and strategic planning. Meanwhile, those who proved incompetent at lower levels remain fixed in their positions, creating pockets of stagnation. The principle's power lies in its universality. Even in modern organizations with flatter structures and matrix management, the pattern persists. While some individuals demonstrate adaptability across different roles, their final promotion inevitably moves them from competence to incompetence, creating a systemic challenge affecting organizational effectiveness and productivity. When employees reach their level of incompetence, they become hyperactive in unproductive ways. They fill days with meetings, reports, and busy work, believing they're being productive. They organize desks, create elaborate filing systems, or fine-tune presentations while accomplishing little of value. Eventually, these employees develop final placement syndrome, FPS, symptoms that manifest when they reach their incompetence level. Medical professionals have documented that successful patients often present with numerous complaints: ulcers, high blood pressure, digestive issues, alcoholism, weight fluctuations, allergies, insomnia, fatigue, cardiovascular problems, migraines, and sexual dysfunction, typically without underlying organic disease. These symptoms worsen during workdays and improve during vacations. Remarkably, FPS has acquired status value in corporate culture. Patients compete to showcase more severe symptoms than colleagues, wearing stress-related conditions as badges of honor. Some even simulate these ailments to create the impression of importance. This perverse incentive has made appearing overwhelmed a status symbol, complicating identification of genuine cases. The incompetent reveal themselves through distinctive behaviors. Their desk arrangements often tell the story. Some develop phonophilia, installing multiple communication devices while blaming failures on poor communication. Others show papyrophobia, keeping desks empty to avoid reminders of unfinished work. Or its opposite, papyromania, cluttering desks to appear overwhelmed. Philophilia manifests as obsession with organizing papers rather than completing current work. Psychological signs include self-pity, nobody understands the pressure, rigor cardis, fixation on organization charts, teeter-totter syndrome, inability to make decisions, and structurophilia, obsessing over buildings while neglecting the work inside them. speech patterns are equally revealing. Initial and digital codophilia users speak in acronyms and numbers, obscuring their lack of knowledge behind decoding challenges. Others employ general-purpose conversation, vague, impressive-sounding remarks that can apply to virtually any situation with minimal adjustment. When employees reach their Peters plateau with a promotion quotient of zero, they adopt various coping mechanisms. Some work themselves to exhaustion, skipping breaks, working through lunch, taking work home, only to face burnout and health problems. The key to happiness at zero PQ is substitution, replacing proper duties with alternative tasks performed perfectly. Perpetual preparation involves endless preliminary activities, confirming needs until they disappear, studying methods, forming committees, and meticulously preparing while delaying actual progress. Side issue specialization means focusing on pleasant working conditions rather than core business problems. Image replaces performance is exemplified by Mrs. Vendor, who spends class time lecturing about how interesting mathematics is instead of teaching it, entertaining classes despite poor results. Utter irrelevance involves abandoning job pretenses entirely, like F. Helps, who devotes all his time to charities, only visiting his office to sign papers. Effective substitution prevents final placement syndrome, allowing employees to complete their careers with good health and self-satisfaction despite reaching their level of incompetence. Refusing promotion, Peters Perry, rarely works due to social pressures. When B. Lohman refused advancement, his wife's nagging about their children's future and neighbors' opinions drove him to suicide. Creative incompetence offers a better strategy, deliberately creating the impression you've reached your level of incompetence by displaying non-medical symptoms of final placement. For effectiveness, choose an area of incompetence that doesn't interfere with your current job. For clerical workers, leaving desk drawers open works well. Displaying niggling economy, switching off lights, retrieving paper clips, muttering about thrift is another approach. Creating mild eccentricity raises doubt about your suitability. Refusing social fund contributions, skipping coffee breaks, bringing lunch while colleagues dine out. Appearance significantly influences workplace judgment, providing opportunities for creative incompetence. Slightly shabby clothes, irregular bathing, or occasional untrimmed hair. While implementing these tactics, conceal your desire to avoid promotion. As camouflage, occasionally complain. Darn funny how some people get promotion in this place while others are passed over. The Peter Principle extends beyond workplaces to humanity itself. Like previous species, we may be approaching our level of incompetence in evolution, as two troubling signs suggest. First, educational credentials increasingly fail as competence indicators. High school diplomas now merely prove endurance rather than achievement, while bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees have similarly declined in significance. Second, our technology amplifies incompetence to dangerous degrees. Computers magnify human error rather than eliminate it. Our blind pursuit of progress has polluted lakes and soil, contaminated air, and transformed scientific breakthroughs into potential extinction threats. To prevent humanity's evolutionary dismissal, Peter offers Peter's prophylactics, prevention through negative thinking, Peter's palliatives, educational reform, Peter's placebos, harmless substitution activities, and Peter's prescription, applying hierarchology principles. Understanding the Peter Principle is crucial for both personal happiness and humanity's survival. We climb mindlessly upward, assuming more is better, creating countless victims. True progress means moving forward to a better life rather than upward to incompetence. Before accepting your next promotion, ask, is this my next step toward incompetence? Your well-being and our collective future may depend on your answer.